How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I just want to thank you for joining me here again today. And today I want to talk about responsibility. You know, we always hear about people saying that we need to take responsibility for our lives. So I just want to break down the word responsibility real quick. To me, it's a really important and significant word. You know, responsibility contains response and ability, which to me means the main significance and meaning of this word of responsibility is our ability to respond in the moment. So to me, that's the true meaning. Because if you see how most of us live our lives, you will realize that most of us don't live in this way, which is to moment consciously respond to our life's events. Because a lot of us, we live our lives through our habits, through memory. And when we live through our habits, we're not responding, we are reacting. I'm sure you know a lot of people in your life. You know exactly what buttons you can push and you're almost certain you'll know what reaction you will get. So in this way, you know, a lot of us are like organic robots. Because if you really study reaction, what is a reaction? A reaction means it is a response from memory. So memory being the past. So as we go through our life's events and through certain circumstances, we become predictable in our reactions. But the problem is that in a reaction, your conscious volition is not needed. The reaction acts for you. And there's no freedom in this. And that's, you know, in order to live healthy, happy lives, we need to be free. You know, I think that in any moment that you've had in your life where you really felt a sense of real happiness, these were moments where, for the time being, you were in a space of freedom for whatever reason that you may happen to have had that experience. So we need to learn to respond to life. Because in reaction, we are slaves to our past. So in order to take full responsibility for our lives, we gotta really understand what that means. Because in reaction, typically when people say they need to take responsibility for life, it's after the fact, you know, they react and then we gotta say that we'll take responsibility for whatever happened. And unfortunately, you know, many people that are in jail, you know, they're paying for their reactions, their unconscious reactions, which if they could have had a little more awareness or a little more understanding of how their inner processes work, possibly could have avoided their fate. So it is of the utmost importance that we learn to really understand what the difference between a reaction and a response. A reaction is from memory, a response is from in the moment awareness, from your in the moment intelligence. And there's nothing wrong with using memory as long as you are using it with awareness. Memory is a beautiful thing for its utility value. You know, we need memory. I need memory in order to know how to get back home. But there's a certain point at which memory becomes a hindrance when we derive our whole identity and our whole story around memory and believe that's who we are. And then at some point, it has tremendous amount of momentum and power that it begins to live our lives. So I just want you to contemplate the difference for yourself between a reaction and what it means to respond to life. So that's the idea for today. I hope you enjoy that. So if you enjoy my content, please share and subscribe. Hit that little notification bell so you are notified anytime I upload some new content. And besides that, hope you have a good day. Peace. Take care.